Our focus in the parish for the rest of the month is stewardship. Our use of money and possessions, our time and talent, and our time and talent is important for our spiritual lives. Jesus himself stressed the importance of these things. It amazes me that 16 of the 38 parables talked about money and possessions. 1 out of 10 gospel verses deals directly with the subject of money. Over 2,000 verses in the entire Bible mention money and possessions. So it's an important theme. In today's gospel, these wonderful sons of Zebedee, also nicknamed sons of thunder for their boldness, James and John, display their ambition and demand that Jesus give them what they want, places of honor and glory. Does that attitude ever come out of us? God, give me this, grant me that desire. Well, it is true that in another teaching, the Lord teaches us to ask for what we need in prayer. We are always cautioned about seeking and asking for greatness above other people. We are instructed to ask for what we need. And in the amazing way that Jesus often does, he turns things around when he responds, "You know that those who are recognized as ruler over the Gentiles lord it over them, and the great ones make their authority felt over them. But it shall not be so among you. Rather, whoever wishes to be great among you will be your servant, and whoever wishes to be first will be the slave of all." This is that great reversal that the kingdom of God is not about the kingdoms of the world. Jesus does not care about being the best or being number one in the way that society does, which is the same way that James and John do. The way we look at life is not the way that God looks at it. And our goal as Christians is to try to see everything through God's eyes and then to imitate the actions of God. The invitation to service is a big part of the theme of stewardship, giving our times and talents, as different as they are from my neighbor, is another way to express that we choose to serve others by living out the gospel message of today. So I am inviting all of us to reflect on everything that God has given to us. Simple things like the air we breathe, food we eat, freedom, love, the beauty of this natural place that we live in, family, friends, a job, ability to go to school and to learn, our ability in sports or other hobbies and talents. Let us truly be grateful for these things. In the spiritual life, we know that we are not grateful enough if we find ourselves complaining all the time. But opening ourselves up in gratitude to God for everything allows more graces to flow into us and through us. The next question after gratitude is, are you willing to give away in love that which you have received? This attitude of giving and not greedily clinging to it or grasping for more assures that you will have holy joy. When all members of a family or a parish or a community share this attitude and practice, the kingdom of God can be felt in beautiful ways and attract others to it. I know that the body of Christ at Our Lady of Fatima is generous and living the faith, and that is one of my prayers of gratitude. May we continue to grow together in love by giving ourselves as gifts to one another. Generosity breeds generosity. And during this time of stewardship, I am asking you, as I said, to first pray in gratitude for the gifts you have received, and then to pray about making a gift of time, talent, and your treasure to the parish. I believe that the main reason for giving is not what we commonly think, which is, I give because there's some sort of need out there. What I believe in, according to Jesus's teaching, is another great reversal. I give because there is a need in here, inside of me, at the deepest core of my being, because I desire to imitate God who is love and constantly gives. I remember the law of the gift. Our own life will increase in the measure that we give it away.